This episode is brought to you by Cliplight Manufacturing Company and its new Cliplight Super Seal Ultra Pack. Dry and seal in three easy steps. One package will dry and seal air conditioning systems for 1.5 ton up to 5 ton. Cliplight Dry R is ideal for drying wet systems, increasing dryer efficiency, and preventing the formation of acid. Hello, and welcome to News Update. I'm your host, Angela Harris, and here are the top stories for the program. Wireless BAS is changing the building automated system market. Heat waves across the nation are bringing in more contractor business. And what actually lies beyond HFCs? Wireless building automated systems are making BAS simpler and more accessible to the HVAC market, especially in retrofit situations. Major benefits to this growing technology include the ability to easily and cost-effectively install wireless BAS during new construction or retrofits, along with the ability to expand existing systems to compensate for occupant requirement changes. In an interview with editor Joanna Turpin, Jay Hendricks, business line manager for Siemens Industry, Inc., Building Technologies Division, said that
upgrades and expansions to legacy systems can be accomplished seamlessly and cost-effectively, and owners have more flexibility to plan in-stage migrations to accommodate budgets and schedules.
Hendricks also addressed security concerns, noting that BAS systems can employ all the latest security measures as wired networks.
Some might say that wireless mesh networks may be more reliable than wired networks because of their self-healing nature. If you cut a wired network, there's no chance of communicating beyond the cut point. That is not the case with a wireless system.
Wireless isn't the only thing heating up the HVAC market. This summer has been a scorcher in many regions across the nation, and contractors are finding themselves very busy this cooling season, especially along the Northeast coast, where many cities experienced a warmer than usual June and an even hotter July. According to Alex Sosnowski, an expert senior meteorologist for AccuWeather, New York City averaged around 5.5 degrees above normal for July, he said. It was a similar story for many other cities along the eastern coast. HVAC contractors in the region, like Gary Brucato, owner of Fire and Ice Heating and Cooling in New York City, said the warm weather has been a boon for business.
We're always busy this summer, but it's nuts. It's lots of hours, but it's good for us. I haven't seen this weather in a long time. It's hot, it showers, it cools off. It's very humid, but it's not normal.
Beyond working in the extreme weather conditions, Brucato noted that his employees had to face additional difficulties with the new R410A regulations. According to him, the new regulations are making it more difficult for service companies to function normally because technicians must adjust to a learning curve with R410A.
Most technicians out there are still in the embryo stage with this refrigerant. There's a lot to know about this gas. I think I have it down to a science now.
Old and new sciences were the topics of discussion during Purdue University's 13th International Refrigeration and Air Conditioning Conference. While talk continues about the possibility of a government-mandated phase-down in production of HFCs, the question among those who plan to be in the North American HVACR industry for many years to come is, what's next? The current answer is nothing for sure yet, but a number of options being looked at were discussed in detail during the conference. Strong research continues in the HFO, CO2, and ammonia categories, but a newer research direction is emerging. Manufacturers are experimenting with what are currently being called developmental refrigerants. In one report from DuPont, it was noted that DR11 is a developmental refrigerant under consideration as a potential replacement of HFC-134A in both existing and new centrifugal chillers. It is a non-flammable azeotrope containing HFO-1234YF with low toxicity, attractive environmental properties, thermodynamic properties that match closely those of HFC-134A, excellent stability, and broad compatibility with chiller lubricants and materials of construction. It has a higher volumetric cooling capacity and COP and approximates HFC-134A chiller performance more closely than HFO-1234YF, another potential low GWP refrigerant for chiller applications. In a presentation from Honeywell, it noted three developmental refrigerants with what it said was 75% to 80% lower GWP and slight flammability, which indicated such refrigerants would fit into the 2L safety category. For more information on this and other topics, click on the feature section of www.achrnews.com. Are you interested in the latest new products? Coming up, you'll find out what's new for the HVAC industry. This product report is brought to you by Mars Air Systems, your total solution to indoor air management. And also by Cool Gas, refrigerants made simple. One of this episode's featured products is the Temperature Alerts Wireless Ambient Temperature Sensor. The Wi-Fi Edition Temperature Sensor is a device that monitors ambient temperature in the room and gives an alert via email when the temperature rises or falls outside of the space's acceptable range. The alert message can be sent continuously or just once when an alert is triggered. This episode's other featured product is Friedrich Air Conditioning's Cool. According to the company, this unit is a true commercial-grade room cooling solution for window and through-the-wall installations. Constructed with robust material, including heavy-gauge steel, high-tech fins, high-efficiency compressors, an insulated plenum, and a heavy-duty enclosed fan motor. To find out more information and to see more products, check out the Product of the Week and What's New sections on the news's homepage. You can also find in-depth coverage of the heating and cooling markets in our yearly showcase articles. Search for the key phrases heating showcase and cooling showcase at www.achrnews.com. Are you looking to enhance your HVACR skills? Then grab a pen and your calendar, because coming up are a few industry event highlights. Upcoming events are brought to you by FHP Bosch, water source and geothermal heat pumps. This episode's upcoming events includes the American Society of Heating, Refrigeration, and Air Conditioning Engineers and their hosting of Understanding Standard 189.1 for High-Performance Green Buildings on September 22nd. This online course provides the minimum requirements for the design, construction, and plans for operation of high-performance green buildings. It runs from 1 to 4 p.m. on Wednesday, September 22nd. For more information, visit www.ashray.org. In October, Taco Inc. will be hosting the Complete Boiler Room in Cranston, Rhode Island. This course is part of the FlowPro factory training classes available for members of the FlowPro team. It's an advanced training program that covers the latest in controls and products with extended hands-on opportunities. It is designed for experienced hydronics installers and designers. For more information, visit www.flowproteam.com. Don't forget to head to www.achrnews.com and check out some of the news's current content. Find out if sneeze machines make a difference in IAQ in the editor's blog section, and be sure to watch the one-man shop video located on the homepage. We're all out of time for this episode, but tune in next week and listen as Kyle Gargaro and Ray Isaac take an in-depth look at the HVAC industry. For a special bonus, be sure to listen to the end and find out how many cast members' names from the Jersey Shore Ray Isaac actually knew. I'm Angela Harris, and this has been your news update. This news update episode was brought to you by Advanced Telemetry. Go green to make green. Ever-increasing energy costs are a serious drain on business profits, but through automation and elimination of wasteful behaviors, businesses can better control their bottom lines with the EcoView Commercial and EcoView Residential Energy Management Systems. Visit www.advancedtelemetry.com for more details.